It's Crossholme City Radio, community radio across Stoke-on-Trent and Newcastle and Glyme. I'm Chris Mountford here. Now, sadly, when people have become a victim of crime in the past, some of the help and the support they've sometimes needed hasn't always been there. Hopefully things are better now. In the last few months, the Staffordshire Victim Gateway has been running, and it's operated by the Citizens Advice Bureau in Staffordshire, principally led by the Stoke-on-Trent and North Staffordshire Citizens Advice Bureau. And Jude Hawes is from the CAB there and joins me in the studio to tell us more about the gateway. Tell us a bit more about what's led to the establishment of this, because what was happening before?
The government has made the services to victims and support to victims the responsibility of the local police and crime commissioners, whereas previously the Ministry of Justice did this nationally with victim support nationally. Now the police and crime commissioners need to be looking at all the issues around victims and really making a change to how victims get treated by the criminal justice service, so that they actually get to be at the heart and be the most important part of the process, which is a huge change. So our local Staffordshire Police and Crime Commissioner got in very quickly. Some of them haven't done this yet, and started a commission for a new service. And they sat down and they worked out what they wanted for people in Staffordshire, what they thought would meet the needs, which was very much about having a local service, something that understood Staffordshire, understood the services available in Staffordshire, understood the experience of people in Staffordshire, and could be a real local service for local people. We from the Citizens Advice Bureau service in the county put in a bid for that, and we were successful.
So how does it work?
The police obviously have contact with the victim of crime, either because they've rung them or because the police have been called out. And as long as the victim's okay with that, the police then send on to us sufficient details about them that we can make contact. So it's a proactive service. So that's either by text or by email or by letter or by phone, depending on the contact details we have and the victim's preference. We get in touch with them, hopefully within about 48 hours of them becoming a victim of crime. Sometimes it might have to take a little bit longer. And then our assessment team, who are the first people they'll be in contact with, will find out what help people need. Now, often, all we've actually been able to do for people, because all they need is just to signpost them to some information, or maybe they're just stuck with an insurance claim and something they don't understand quite how to fill the form in, or they've had an answer back from the insurance company they don't understand it. So it can be just terribly simple stuff like that. I mean, simple but really important stuff, which can be a bit, people just need a little bit of a helping hand with. Sometimes they just want a bit of reassurance. Sometimes maybe they're trying to make contact with a service, or they're trying to make contact back with the police and they're not quite sure how to do that. We can give them a hand with that kind of thing, or what we can do is signpost them to other organisations who are better placed to help them than we are.
Clearly, victims of certain types of crime need additional support, and we'll find out a bit more about what the Staffordshire Victims Gateway can offer for those people in the next few minutes. Jude Hawes is my guest on Crossholme City Radio. We'll talk more in a minute. Your community radio, it's Crossholme City, 101.8 FM. Jude Hawes from the Stoke-on-Trent and North Staffordshire Citizens Advice Bureau is with us at the moment, and we're finding out about the Staffordshire Victim Gateway, which the Citizens Advice Bureau in Staffordshire is running, helping to support victims of crime. Sometimes it can be in terms of simply passing on information. Fairly simple things that could make a huge difference. Jude, you were explaining a little bit more about that a few minutes ago, but what about what you're able to offer people who need more help than that?
Sometimes people are very vulnerable, or the crime that's been committed against them is very distressing and it's caused huge disruption and distress to them or their family, and they might need more help. And in this case, we can be the gateway to more support. Either that they need is specialist support, and we will give them a supported referral to any of those specialist support services that exist in the county, or sometimes, because it's very specialist, might have to be outside the county, but mostly we have that inside the county. We'll contact them, the service, we'll pass on a referral, we'll keep in touch with the victim until we know they've got their appointment and been seen by that service. But sometimes what they need is much more generalised support. They don't need the specialist service, but they do need more support, and then what we'll do is allocate it to our own support team.
Now, any victim of crime can contact the Gateway, even if the crime hasn't been reported to the police. And Jude, why would people not want to report a crime to the police?
Well, sometimes it might be people where, I mean, particularly where what people tend to call intimate crime, so it might be domestic abuse or sexual abuse, where they're afraid it's going to end up going to a trial. They're afraid people are going to be prosecuted. It might be somebody they know well. It's going to completely destroy a relationship. They might have children. There's all sorts of things for them to consider really carefully before they decide what to do. Or it may be people actually who, for any one reason or other, are actually quite afraid of the police. You have people who've perhaps got a criminal record and haven't got a good relationship with the police. Or one of the things you find with victims of hate crime, so there might be people who are black or people who are asylum seekers or people from the lesbian and gay community, people who maybe feel that they might experience prejudice from the police. Now, they might not do, and they may well get a perfectly good service from the police, but they need to feel that before they'll report. So those in particular, there are others like that, but those in particular are people who won't necessarily report to the police, but do still need some help, and that's we can help to do that.
So how can people contact the Staffordshire Victim Gateway?
We have a phone number that people can ring, which is 0330 0881 339. It's an 0330 number, but calls are charged at a local rate, so it's not expensive. And the lines are open Monday to Thursday, 9:30 to 7:30 in the evening. On Friday, it's 9:30 to 4:30, and then we're open Saturday, Sunday and bank holidays from 10 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're even open on Christmas Day. Or, as I said, we've now got a form on our website that people can just fill in with their details and we'll contact them back. And that's www.staffsvictimsgateway.org.uk, or just pop into a local CAB, that's fine.
Okay, Jude, thank you very much for coming in to tell us all about it.
Your community radio,
Cross Rhythm City, 101.8 FM.